place. This topic can be narrowed to a microscopic view in contemplation, or one can permit the thought to expand endlessly. Here is a short article by Mary Baker Eddy, a little over a page in length, on the topic of place. It is listed on the website under articles and the topic of place. The place you seek is seeking you. The place you need needs you. Divine principle brings need and supply together for mutual good. He wisely, intelligently, and lovingly controls, guides, protects, prospers, and blesses this union of his idea, man, and this normal, joyous activity, work. It does not take time for you to build up your place or your work, for it is impossible for there to be an idea without its place, and the place is fully developed, as is the idea that fills it. The place must meet all needs of the idea if it is provided by principle. All you need to do is to see to it that your consciousness is fully prepared, enlarged, uplifted, joyous, expectant of infinite good, so that no sense of limitation may hinder the full manifestation of God's will for His idea. And you know that God's will for His idea is perfection, nothing less. All we need to change is our sense of discord to the consciousness of harmony, divine government. Who says I have finished my work here and must seek another place? God alone outlines, directs. You do not know whether it is right to stay here or go, accepting as the steps are put before you day by day. Even if your desires are in line with progress, we must surrender all human will and planning before we can take the step aright. There is no human will, no personal sense, no material planning in divine mind. Therefore, you have not the power or inclination to express such falsehoods. All is patience, calm obedience, because God is all in all and is everywhere. All is quiet, loving, scientific harmony. God is right where you are. Stand still and lift up your vision. There is no human tyrant, no cruelty, no temper, lust, greed, injustice, self-righteousness, anywhere to personify themselves. They have no expression in your environment. There are no such claims to distress, oppress, or hold you down. God's being is infinity. Freedom, harmony, and boundless bliss. And you reflect God. So, work for a consciousness of harmonious activity and clear all sense of person, either good or bad person, and know that you serve the Lord Christ, and know that nothing can hinder, delay, or limit this God-directed, God-protected, and God-placed activity. You cannot change environment. We can only change our sense of environment. And we never do this in any way but through elevation of our own thoughts above things. God is the only environment. We have to clear our vision, sweep away the rubbish of fear, impatience, and a false estimate of our fellow man, and know that the one mind shines through all and governs all. You do not have to plan to think how, or when, or where. That is God's business. Your business is to carefully listen to and obey when this call comes. The divine will is clearly and always calling to us all the time and telling us of the will of the Father. But we are so bent on having our own way and doing things instead of knowing that they are already done, that half the time we do not hear what God is saying. God's will be intelligently expressed and will intelligently meet your need by destroying your sense of fear. You really have no need, for you are already complete in God. God is thinking. You reflect God's thoughts. God is working and nothing else can. God is outlining, directing, and no one can stay his hand or say unto him, "What doest thou?" God will tell you what to do about your work. He will unfold each step. So don't get worried or anxious or impatient. He has infinite good in store for you. Just work to know you are receptive to it. We need to know that malpractice cannot argue. Disintegration of churches, families, friendships. We need to know that the divine mind builds up and unifies and holds together and prospers. The divine and perfect law of adjustment operating through the ever-present law of attraction is bringing to you all that belongs to you. Realize for yourself daily, more than once, that the fields are already white with harvest. The divine love has always met and always will meet every human need. The need of work as well as any other. That mind is active and you reflect divine activity, that there is plenty of work for all, that yours belongs to you and no one else. No one else can do it, and it comes to you direct, and the supply is abundant. And know all the time that it is so. Never let a sense of lack of anything stay for a moment with you. It is rank air and breeds all sorts of disease and difficulties. God is abundance and supplies only abundance. Mental malpractice, error, cannot rob me of that abundance. It cannot impoverish me spiritually, mentally, physically, or financially. The demonstration of this is an abundance of light, love, and truth, and intelligence for all our material needs. Keep your aim, stick to your text, and have faith in your understanding of Christian Science. For instance, the claim of paralysis. Your aim is that there is no inaction, but there is action. Your test is God is almighty, and you know it. An error is a lie and is powerless. Your faith is that God is all, and you know in whom you trust. This will win every time. Jesus healed the man who was healed of blindness after 2 trials. Stick to it and know we want to heal and can heal in every case. We are not hypnotist nor hypnotized. First of all, we must know that principle and not man does the placing. Paul says, "For in him we live and move and have our being." This is knowing that man, God's idea, is already in his right place, and therefore his need is already supplied by divine love. Dwelling in this consciousness will bring into human experience that which we need, whether it be a home or any other good thing. Because this state of consciousness excludes every wrong thought, such as mortal verdicts or ever-crowded conditions, no good place, fear, indecision, lack, and so forth, and renders them null and void. And then the facts of being come to light and are manifested in more harmonious experiences. Having cast your net on the right side, you find your need supplied. End of this article.